Hello. I'm doing fine. I'm Becca. I'm the one that sits over here on the other side of Andrea. And I'm gonna pull up your screen because it'll be easier this way. So have you already set up the Slack and set up the WooCommerce thing? Right. Not with all these AIDL calls, right? Yeah. No worries. Give me just a moment. So that's the one. So I'm gonna take over your screen for a minute. Don't be freaked out. And then I only want one screen, so it's not tiny. Why is it like this? There we go. Okay, so we'll pull up this one. And then, sorry, a little thing pops up. So, is that your? Make your life a little easier here. And delete and there you go. So that'll just open your email inbox. So here's the updates, but really what we need is support at Astrology Answers. Ooh, they haven't sent it to you. Let's see if they sent Slack. Really, bruh? Well, all right. Give me just a second to check on my screen. Because I thought they had accounts made for you guys this morning. Okay. So, I'll give you a brief overview while I got you, but it's going to be something that we really would need for you to have your own account open and everything. Good. WooCommerce and Slack invite for it's JLANGFORD ASK telemarketing. All right, so I'm going to get off your screen. I'm going to share my screen. You don't have to be on cam. It'll make it harder to share screen. I believe you listen. Yeah, this is kind of a small update. Really? That's weird. So let me turn my, see at the top of the thing how it says camera, mic, share, leave. Click camera. Nope. But it's whatever. Okay. Can you see my screen? This is the wrong one, but it's okay. All right. So this is the Slack that we'll use. I don't know if you do Vacatia or anything, but we use Slack with a few different clients. So that's where I just ask for them to get you an invite. No. I'm not on your screen anymore at all. Okay. So, yeah, so I'm waiting on him to give us an update, but you'll still be using this system first to look them up, like the dashboard. So you'll still be looking up here because, for one thing, physical products can only be refunded through this dashboard here, the agent, the one we've been using this whole time, basically. So beyond that, if you can't refund here, that's when the WooCommerce system is going to come in. So you're going to receive an email. Let me show you what it looks like. So you'll receive an email like this, and you'll click the link, and you'll put in your email address, and it'll ask you to set the password. It'll give you some crazy complicated password if you save it into your browser, though. I found it's really difficult to come up with one that they are satisfied with. Just make sure you click, to save it into your Chrome so that it's automatically there. And then your Slack invite will be from Mindable, which is, I guess, the parent company of all this madness. So I have so many Doom Slacks. I probably trashed it at this point. There it is. So you'll get an invite like this for Slack, and that'll give you access to, oh, I've got too many tabs. Mother ever. Maybe I closed it. I don't know at this point. It'll give you access to the Astrology Answers Slack. I just do too much, so I'm a little discombobulated. So you'll get pulled again for more in-depth coaching once you have access to the system. But if you can't find, you know, if you're not able to process the customer's refund in the system, you know, the one we've been using, then you'll go to WooCommerce, and it's basically going to replace the Limelight system. When you first log in, though, it's not going to have you on this page, so you'll need to scroll down to where it says Woo, and then you'll go to Orders here. And then if the customer subscription is not showing where, like, let me see if I can pull someone up. Give me just a second. Ken Lassen. And this is where you'll notate in the system, right here. Can you bear with me just a sec? Bear with me just a sec. I'm going to assist an agent real quick. It's Finley. Okay, I'm back. Oof, sorry about that. I don't like leaving people hanging. So this will be the order page on this side. One thing to note is if you're going to refund something, you have to hit this refund button here, and it's not going to let you type in the refund amount. You have to just go up here if you're going to do a, because you know how they have the 50% save. I'm going to check my math just to be sure, but I think 17 divided by 2 is 850. Yeah, okay. So if you were going to do the 50% save, oh my Jesus Lord, where do you go? There's a bar that pops up when I'm doing this too. And that was not even the right one. There it is. So if you're going to do a 50% save, you just type it there, and it'll pop up here. And then the reason would be 50% save, right? And then you would hit this refund button here. Never do the manually, because you see it pops up and it says, you need to manually issue a refund through your payment gateway after using this. So it's like we'd still have to go to this website or Stripe to redo it. So just hit that button there and it would refund it. We're not doing this because this is a live order. I'm just trying to get you acquainted with this. If it's a full refund, you can either type it there, but you can also just be like, boop, and just put the quantity and it'll pop it there. And then hit this button to refund. So let's see what it looks like in the other portal. Jesus. But like stuff like unsubscribing them from emails, let them know that there's an unsubscribe link at the bottom of the email. But say they accept the 40 credits, the 40 expert credits or the soul space, you would still process that in the original dashboard here. So like we would still handle his credits here. And I don't know why it still says Lime. Even though it says Lime, it's not in Limelight or Sticky.io, which is what it's called now. It's going to be in this system. Let me see if I can find someone with a subscription though. But no physical products will be here. So if you get a call about a physical product, you know, you can still offer the same saves and process the refund in the original customer service dashboard. But if they need tracking, if you don't have access to GFS, which not everybody does, post their email in like the group and the teams, or you can certainly send me or Clartaria, Tiffany. Most of us have access to this tracking system, so we can check if it's shipped, and if it has, we can provide you the tracking number to provide to the customer. So it's just they don't give people access to that system. I don't know why, because there's not much else we do with it. But bear with me just a second. I can look here for subscriptions. All right, so let's Ariska Ostenek. But you see how if you hover over this, it says suspend or cancel. So you can cancel a subscription there, but they do want you to attempt. I'm just giving the email address. Oh, I'm not allowed to. Okay, cool. Sorry, that made me a little upset. So how am I going to find your email if I can't? Aha, if you hover, you see that? It's really tiny. It says bhepburn@telus.net. Tell us. The only reason this is something that we've had to learn ourselves. Like, they just gave us a system of like, good luck. So I'm just going to see if the subscription is still going to show in the original console. Okay, and that was the Hepburn@telus. So it does show here, but you see how there's no subscriptions under here? So, and normally this payment plan would be listed right here. So since it's not, that's why you would go to WooCommerce with her email address. So copy the email address if it's not, and then go to WooCommerce. And I mean, again, attempt to, I can't even pretend like I can, but attempt to process the refund here, but it likely won't go through unless it's a physical product. So if it gives you an error, you know that you need to go to WooCommerce, go to orders, and then pop their email address there, search orders, and then just like Sticky.io, it's going to have each purchase, even if they were made at the same time, as a separate order. So then you would click on, you know, process the refund. Let's see. And the prices are different because of it being Canadian, but it's kind of nice that over here it shows you what was actually, that's the tax for the Canadian order. So this is for the monthly forecast subscription. And I'm just trying to see if there's a way we can do it on this page, but it does not look like it. So what you would do there is say she keeps it. Awesome. Like say she keeps it at a 50% discount. And then pop her email here. And then let's see. So looks like you can set a sale price. So let's see. Sorry, this is so different from what I'm used to. So just looking to make sure I'm not crazy. Attributes. And cart flows. Inventory. Expire after 2 months, and then there's no free trial. Let's see what it says. I'm pretty sure you would enter the sale price here and then hit schedule. So, and then set it from the start of the subscription to the end of the subscription. I'm going to get that confirmed. But let me just grab that. All right. But first of all, we need to make sure that you have your account invites. So do you work tomorrow? All right, so I will grab, you should definitely have them by tomorrow. And then I'll let you click through the system so it's a little more understandable. But main thing is to remember is that physical products will likely be the only thing that we can refund in the original dashboard. And you would still need to use the original dashboard for credit saves or adding soul space saves, as well as granting access to the website areas. Like if they cancel their transit period guides, you know, you have to pull it up. And of course I've closed it. Oh, goodness, excuse me. I'm just so out of sorts. There we go. So we would have to pull them up and remove access from the website side of it. How is that on my clipboard? It's just gone now. Makes me mad. But, I wrote it down. Can't believe they let me be a lead. All right. So remember, if they, you know, are no longer going to be in the monthly forecast, or they want to cancel their transit period guide and they don't accept the saves, that you still need to go to members area and unclick the daily influence guide, the monthly forecast, whatever they cancel, you need to unclick and then update the permission so it no longer gives them access to that information on the website. But you can leave daily horoscope. That is a free service. All right. So I'm going to grab you for further training, and I'll let you know if it happens before you leave today. If he responds, then I'll let you know to go ahead and get those set up so we won't have to go through all that for training. All right. Will you enjoy the rest of your shift? Absolutely. Take care.